Hello everyone, I'm Yon.
And I'm Del.
You're listening to Literally Literacy. Hi mate, how you doing?
Nothing to complain.
Great. Yeah, can't complain, man.
Yeah, can't complain.
Yeah, how you doing, mate? Are you doing well?
Well, I'm really, really great. How about you?
I'm doing well, actually. And I'm super excited, man.
Yeah, me too.
Let's pull this off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, guys, today, in this very first episode, we are going to be discussing the importance of reading. We have collected some reason why reading is important from various of sources, right there.
Uh-huh.
And going to elaborate that with our background, with our perspective, and then of course we are going to back it up with what research have tell us about reading. So how many different reasons are we going to be discussing today, Del?
Oh, there are three main reasons.
Three?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Nah, it's three reasons, but in the reasons, there are many, many things we are going to talk about.
Oh, that's right. So it's kind of like three big categories, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You get it.
Yeah, that's good. Get it. So I think we should jump into the first thing, right?
Uh-huh.
So what is the first thing, Del?
The very first thing, reading will develop your self-quality.
Yeah, self-quality. Interesting.
So what kind of self-quality are you going to improve by reading?
I think it's pretty much everything, you know, like the way we think is like develop your mind, like exposing yourself to knowledge and new things.
Yes, yes.
Something like that, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, when you read, you're going to fill your head with new bits of information, with every new information. And you're not going to know when you're going to need it. You don't know when you need the knowledge about how to clean blood in your t-shirt, how to clean paint in your pants.
Yeah.
That's new knowledge.
Yeah.
You're going to need someday.
Yeah. Because, you know, sometime we are, you know, like we face emergency thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometime we can just fix them up with like
the our knowledge
based on your previous reading, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then I think it will improve it, of course, you know, it will improve the way we think.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is it improves our attitudes, our value, and pretty much everything, man.
Yeah, it's gonna improve the way you think, because when you read, you are reading other people's thought. You're reading what they have in mind. So that's going to influence you. You're going to read, oh, how these people think, how these people think. Oh, so there are so many ways people think about something. So
yes,
you could gain a new way of thinking by just reading other people's thought.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you are getting inside the head of that people, you know, because they have poured their knowledge, their experience into that book.
Yes.
And then you just read that, like, how long? Like, 1 month?
Or I don't know, maybe you could read it in one day,
week.
In one sitting.
Yeah, you can read that, you can do that, but it's quite dangerous. You need to sleep.
You shouldn't do that. Okay, it's like that's that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You could read the whole entire life of someone.
Yeah, just
in one book.
In one book. Yeah. And you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true that. Yeah, I agree with that, and I'm gonna share with you something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me.
It's like a breakthrough. It's something like epiphany for me, like I've read this book, like it's called Wonder.
Oh, I wonder what it's about.
It's actually about a boy, you know, named August. So it's basically about him. He was born like without ears, just had, you know, one eye.
Oh.
So he had a tough time, yeah. So, but I mean, at the end, he changed other people's mind because of his character, because of his value, because the way, because of his act, you know. And then it's dawned on me that, yeah, I got this value from this book, yeah. And it's like, it is not your, like, your wealth, your appearance, your clothes that define you. It's the way, it's our hearts that define us, you know?
Yeah, it's, so pretty much the book teach you.
Yeah.
The book gives you a life lesson. It
changed, yeah, my perspective.
Uh-huh.
It changed the way I think, you know? That's really important. That's what we try to find in a book.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that changed us, you know?
So, yeah. Maybe the other change you're going to get if you read is your memory. Because, you know, when you read book, you have to remember a lot of things. Because, like, the character's name, because there's going to be a lot of characters.
Yes, yes.
They're characters, how they act, also the plot, the background information, you need to remember that.
Uh-huh.
And by remembering and adding new memories, your brain gonna force these things called synapses.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, and synapses.
Yeah, yeah. Because Americans say synapses, I think.
Yeah. Synapses. This assists in your short-term memory recall, like the phone number you just get, the name of someone you just meet in the street.
Yeah.
It's gonna help you a lot.
Yeah, I got that. And another thing, about reading. When you read, you educate yourself. That's what we call long life education, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know that? Because education is not only, you know,
in school,
uh-huh. In university. Reading books is also a form of education.
Yeah, you're educating yourself.
Yes, that's true.
That's also an education. And it's pretty much free.
Yeah, it's free.
If you go to a library and if you buy some book, a book not gonna have a price tag like a laptop or a phone.
Yeah.
It's pretty much cheap. Not really that cheap, but it's not that expensive.
Yeah. I don't want to say like expensive, you know. Yeah, it's true. Some books are expensive. Mm-hmm. But let's think that as your investment.
Yeah.
You invest your money to something valuable. Yeah. You can take pretty much everything from a book.
When you talk about this kind of stuff in the gadget, the thing, we call it price to value ratio. Like when you see something, oh, the price is this.
Yeah.
But the value.
Yeah, the value is more.
Is it worth it?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's worth it because you got new skills, you got new knowledge.
Yeah.
Is that, that's invaluable.
Yeah.
You can't put a price tag on your knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that everything that we got in the first part?
I guess we have many other things. Reading also help you because it's changed the way you think. It's also going to make you better in analytical and critical thinking.
Yeah, that's true.
Like when you read a mystery novel or a crime novel.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to...
You train your brain like to be like, how... Like
who done it?
Yeah. You
who did
you,
this?
You guess everything that happens in that case.
You link everything. Oh,
you link everything, and it's like you are the detective in that story, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's why crime and mystery novel is also one of my favorite.
Yeah,
I love reading them because give me surprise. Like he does it. What, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, especially you got it right. Yeah, you get.
Yeah. Well, you, when you get it right, oh, yeah, it's really good.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, I know. Feels like, I know.
He yeah, did, yeah, yeah. I get that.
And also, it improve your focus.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you're only focusing on one thing, on the story. Because you know, in this era of technology, your phone, your laptop, maybe in 5 minutes, your attention is drawn by million and million of things.
Yeah, we are always get distracted by others.
You open your email, then you get notification from Instagram.
Yeah,
many other things. You get a new SMS, something like that.
Yeah, social media, and you know what? Social media kills your focus.
Mm-hmm.
Because
pretty much
it teaches us, like, what's the word again? It's like you're doing multiple activity at one time. It teaches you like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say that when you're like eating, for example, and then you watch YouTube or open your Instagram, and the truth is your brain is not designed to work like that. Oh. It's designed to do one activity at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I've read that social media kills our brain. And not literally kills our brain, but it's like, you know, it teaches our brain to, like,
it shorten your attention span.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and it also gives you stress, you know.
Yeah.
And you get so much stress. Oh, this person do this. This person go there.
You're kind of jealous.
And you have this all the stress in your head.
Yeah.
How do you gonna, how do you release from this stress? It's easy. Read a book, because you know, book also reduce stress and depression, because it's a free entertainment.
Yeah.
It's a cheap entertainment.
Right.
You could just read.
Yeah.
You could just drown yourself to the story. You focus on the story, on the characters.
Yeah.
And you throw away the distraction, the stress.
Yeah. It pretty much makes you, like, fly into the sky, right?
Yeah.
In your own imagination, right?
And because you're more relaxed, you are not stressed anymore. It's also make you sleep better.
Yeah.
Because
okay, that's true, man. That's true. I think that's enough, right? For point number one, develop your self quality. And yeah, we're going to move to point number two, man. Yeah, what's that, Del?
Next one is your interpersonal skill.
Interpersonal skill. What's that?
Yeah, it's interpersonal. Personal is person, you know.
Yeah. Then inter what? Inter Milan?
Inter and inter, like international. When you say international, it's one nation with other nation.
Oh.
When it's interpersonal, it's one person to another person.
It's like your relationship with others.
Yeah, like when you talk to someone.
So how can reading or books improve our interpersonal skills, man?
Yeah, because if you read a lot of stuff,
you
could also talk about a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
you could become that one interesting, knowledgeable person. you could enrich your conversation.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with that, because when you read a lot, you'll develop good language skills, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's like, let's say that you are, like, gathering with your friends, like, there are, like, let's say 4 people, and then you are discussing something, and then it's like you can easily come up with an intelligent or, in fact, funny response very, very quickly.
Yeah.
You know, because it's because of the knowledge you've gained from your previous reading, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's like preparing for war.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you have anything in your arsenal.
Yeah, yeah.
You could just pretty much shoot anything you want.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a really good
analogy.
Yeah, analogy, man. That got me, right?
It's like, it's pretty much like preparing for war.
Yeah. And, you know, when you read a lot, yeah, people can tell that from the way you speak and the way you think. Because I think you can tell that also because have you ever met or seen somebody like that? Because by the way he or she speaks, you just know, wow, this man is knowledgeable. This man is really something, you know?
Every word he or she spit out is a knowledge.
Yeah, just like, wow, this guy. It's like Malala, you know Malala, right? And when she gave or when she like speaks, it's like this girl is something. I know that. I can tell that, you know. He fought for something valuable. And then, yeah, that's true. And yeah, people will admire you, of course. And then and they will respect you. Like, you know Steve Jobs, right? Everyone knows Steve Jobs.
Yeah, everyone know.
And you know what? According to an article that I've read, Steve Jobs reads like 50 books a year. 50 books.
My God, that's a lot.
That's a lot. I think I'm just gonna, let's say, 20 this year. Hopefully, can do that.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
And also, when you talk about the book Wonder before.
Yeah.
The book Wonder. It also make you, it also give you this sense of empathy to the character, isn't it?
Yeah.
Reading like fiction, a novel.
Yeah.
Gonna give you empathy because you feel what they feel.
Yeah.
You know, oh, they are sad. Oh, they are angry. They are mad about something. So yeah, reading could also improve your empathy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And yeah, I've read an article about that. It's called the title is Reading Literary Fiction Improves the Mind by David Corner Kidd and Emmanuel Castano. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, man. So basically the point is that reading fictions improve your your empathy, right?
Yeah.
It becomes more like sensitive to other people.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You could feel their pain. You could feel their happiness.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Man. You know what? After like talking with you about reading, oh gosh, I can't imagine myself with that book, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because I used to be like, I have this like know-it-all ego, you know. It's like I know that thing, I know what I'm doing, I know what I'm talking about. It's like I'm better than him, I'm better than you, like that kind of ego, you know.
I didn't see that now.
And yeah, that because of reading, it humbles me, you know. It makes me, I'm pretty much, I know that you are not special. It's like you are just other ordinary people around you. You are special, but you are special the way you are.
That's a song, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah. It summaries that reading builds your interpersonal skills. I think that's all, right? Okay, and we move on to number 3. This is the most important thing.
Yep.
What is that, Del?
Speaking, improve your language skill. Let's start from the very, very obvious one.
What's that?
Reading improve your reading skills. That
reading, improves your reading skills.
Yeah,
How is that, man?
Yeah, because you, the more you read, the more you gain your knowledge, the more vocabulary you got, you're going to easily understand the books. Next time you open it, you're gonna read it easily. That's why also you need to read a really difficult material several times.
Yeah.
Like the first time you don't understand it at all.
Yeah.
Then you read it again, maybe 5 times. Then yeah. you got something. Oh, yeah. Oh no, I understand it. That's yeah. This also happened to me when I read this book. It's a language assessment book.
That's a pretty tough
yeah. book. It's a book about language assessment.
Yeah.
I pretty much read it in my entire holiday.
Really?
Because I want to prepare myself for the, you know.
Yeah, the examination.
And so I read that book.
Yeah.
The first time I read the book, I have no idea what the book is talking about. Like, I don't know, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then I read it again. I open dictionary.
Yeah. Because when you read like a hard book, mm-hmm. you have to like read the dictionary.
Yeah.
Find out.
You find the meaning.
Yeah.
And after I do it again, I pretty much say that I know the basic of language assessment now.
Hmm.
So yeah,
it's not that hard, right? Just the first time, yeah.
The first time is really hard.
Yeah.
But then, if you do it again, again, and again,
yeah,
it's not really that hard. It's still kind of hard, but not really that hard.
Yeah. How many times did you read that?
Oh, I don't know.
5? Is that?
Nah. 5 is just one page.
Five. What? Wow.
I read 5 wow. times. The one page. Wow. 5 times.
Wow.
And I keep doing it again and again.
Yeah.
And I don't finish the book. I just read the things
like
that
one
I
chapter,
need.
You know, yeah.
yeah. The things that I need when the book talk. You know, we right now we just learning the basic, right?
Yeah.
When the book talk about the very very deep things, I don't think I think I need a master degree for that. So
yeah.
right now I'm just reading the basics.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That's very interesting. Interesting that when you said you didn't read the whole book.
Yeah.
That's really interesting because when you read, you don't have to read the entire book
mm-hmm.
first because you can like look up the what we call the tables of content
and
find out the thing that you really need at that time and mm-hmm. and then just read like several pages.
Yeah it's gonna help you much in your study life.
Yeah
because you're going to read a lot of book, a lot of article.
Yeah,
you have to develop this reading skills.
Yeah,
and you have to develop the scanning skills, the skimming skills,
yes.
and many, many other reading skills.
Yeah.
And then, because you achieve the good reading skills, reading ability, you're going to write a good piece of text too. You're going to write a good passage.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's also improve your writing skills.
Yeah, because you know that I'm kind of like passionately curious about writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, like Google like how to be a writer, you know. And pretty much this is the summary. And
yeah.
How to be a good writer? By reading a lot. That's the real thing. That's the easiest thing to break it down. Reading makes your writing well.
Yeah, because the thing is you expose yourself to a new writing skills.
Yeah.
You expose yourself to a good writing.
Yeah, expose yourself. Yeah.
And yeah, you're gonna improve your. You're gonna influence your writing skills too.
Yeah. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
My writing was terrible at the first time.
Yeah.
When I studied English,
term.
Very first semester. And then I was like, okay, this is not for me. I think writing is not for me. Yeah. And then I just read books, you know. And then at one time, I just like, you know, we have lot of assignments of writing,
and
my writing grade is not that good. And one time, I don't know exactly, I can't think of the top of my head. Yeah, it's just like I just feel like I can do it now, you know. Yeah. I could do it. I think it's just, I guess it's just like the reading, because I've read, you know, so many books. Many books. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, this also happened to me, because the very first thing I do when I'm about to write is read. Like this assignment about global warming. I don't know. No, it's not about global warming, but I choose to write about global warming that I know nothing of.
That's very good. If you want to write something, just write something that like you know very little about, and then you just like reading a lot about that, and just keep it up, man.
Then I read many articles, like the one from NASA, I just pick a little information, not really reading a lot of them, but that's enough to make my paragraph or my passage look scientific, even though I'm not a science guy. I'm not I'm more a language guy than a science guy. But by reading, it improved my writing. It really does.
Yeah, of course. Improve your reading by reading, improves your writing, and the next one is, it improves your speaking, right?
Yeah, because it happened right now.
Yeah.
It happened right when we talk.
Yeah.
Right now. Because before we even do this podcast, we read a lot.
Yeah, we read a lot about the impact of reading, man.
Just for your information,
This
one episode take, I don't know, one or two week. We read that long just to speak now.
Yeah, just to speak. And and you can tell that from the way we speak, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that we speak like a really good English, like a native speaker, man. Oh no, we are not a native speaker, but you can tell that we speak like pretty much quite good, right?
Let's say it adequate.
Yeah. That's because of reading, yeah.
Yeah. At least we could understand each other, and you could understand us. Hopefully,
our listener could understand us. Hopefully. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, back to the we could connect this to the interpersonal skill one, because you read a lot, you could speak a lot.
Yes.
You also you could speak about many things. Unconsciously, you will grab the grammar of the language if you read a lot, if you listen to them a lot.
Yeah, because I read that from like Browns, you know. Maybe our listener didn't know who is Brown.
Douglas Brown.
Yeah, James. Yeah, he's like an expert of, you know, the English language. And I've read from a lot of experts. Yeah, it basically says that by reading, it's the best way to develop your sense of grammar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're gonna naturally pick it up.
Yeah.
Just naturally.
It's like you are exposing yourself to the correct way.
Mm-hmm.
Like the correct grammar.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And by speaking, not just speaking in formal context, but also in informal context, so like when you talk to your friend in English, when you talk with someone you know in your game, maybe you could use by reading and listening a lot, you're gonna catch the way they talk, the way they write. You could understand their slang, because I picked many slang from game, you know, from the massive multiplayer game.
That's true.
I pick many acronym, like when you say I don't even know, you write IDEK.
Yes.
And many other things like that.
Yeah, that's I think pretty much I think we almost forgot something. Reading improve writing, reading improve your speaking. the last thing.
There's one thing.
Reading, improve your listening. How can we do that? How can reading improve your listening?
Actually, you could just you could entail it with things that we talked before. Your vocabulary, your reading comprehension. Yeah. So when you read a lot, you now understand a lot of things. And when now you could also understand a lot of things that people said. Oh, he said this. I remember that. I read it before. Yeah. Oh, that words mean this. That word mean this. So he or she talk about this.
Yeah. I agree with that in a way that because this is English, yeah? Mm-hmm. Because in English, the way the words are spoken is completely different with the way they are written. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I really recommend to people who are right now, let's say, learning English, to our listener, for example, it's best to find out audiobooks.
Mm, yeah, audiobook.
And then you listen and then read at the same time. So you know how to pronounce the words, and then you know the words in the written, how it's the spelling.
Or you could just turn on the closed caption on your YouTube videos.
That's
or on the movie.
Yeah.
So when the actors or this guy talk, you could see what he talk. You could see the transcript.
This,
that's really helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's pretty much everything that we've got today, right? So, kind of summary of the thing that we've spoken today. First thing is reading improves your
self-quality.
Yeah, self-quality. And the next one is
your interpersonal skill.
Yeah, and the last one is your language.
That's the very important one.
So, yes.
Yeah, so this is pretty much our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talk about various things, but right now we start with reading because you could see the name, you could see the title. It's literally literacy.
I think I have something very, very good. I think we can talk about social media in the next time because
social media.
A bit interesting how social media let's say
impact your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what media. You pretty much do in the social media is also reading.
Yeah, reading. Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah, and and also you could expect some intermezzo maybe in the I don't know, maybe Thursday. They're gonna be a listening section.
We have listening section when I or Delphi and Drake, my partner, who is going to
read
some stories,
some literature.
Some literature
could be some short story, poem, something like that we could fit in a podcast.
And another thing, if you guys have if you have your own reasons, just comment in our Instagram, what is your reason? Why reading is important, So let's share your experience with us, because we also want to hear what's about your thoughts about reading,
You can reach us on the Instagram on literally.literacy.podcast. You could also reach us on the Twitter on podcast literacy podcast literacy, and you could just message us on the Anchor. If you open our Anchor page, you're going to see the the button there written message. Send a message. You could send a message or maybe email us.
You can
us.
Just comment in our feed. Yeah. In our feed. Our feed. And then I think that's all Yeah,
that's all, I guess.
I think, and okay, everyone, until the next episode, goodbye.
Goodbye.